Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 16th. As we gaze into the night sky, we see only one close neighbor, the moon. It's a quarter of a million miles away. Millions of miles closer than any other large body. But a lot of little bodies inhabit our region of the solar system. They're too small to see with our eyes, but they follow orbits that can bring them quite close to Earth, perhaps dangerously close. They're known as near-Earth asteroids. Astronomers have discovered about 28,000 of them. They're split into groups based on their orbits. Some stay inside Earth's orbit, while others stay just outside. But two groups follow orbits that cross Earth's. They're known as Apollo and Aten asteroids, for the first known members of each group. Several hundred of them are at least 1 kilometer in diameter, big enough to cause a global catastrophe if they hit us. The odds of a collision are small, but hundreds of the asteroids are listed as potentially hazardous, so we can't rule out impacts. Perhaps the best known of these asteroids is Apophis, one of the Atens. It's about 1,000 feet across, and it'll pass less than 20,000 miles from Earth in 2029. Scientists originally feared it might hit us then or later in the century. They've since ruled out that chance. Two other asteroids will pass close to Earth on Friday. One will miss us by almost 2 million miles, but the other will pass just 500,000 miles away. More about that tomorrow. We have sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.